Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Last podcast for the week, and it's probably the biggest one of in recent memory, isn't it? We're going to find out today if we are serving palmies at the Palmy Festival based on the feedback on our change.org petition.
Well, the hardest thing is...
Feedback.
We've only been... We're around about 300. We've got to get to 500 signatures on the petition, and we are good to go. So let's... I'll be flat if we don't.
Oh, we've got to. Come on. It's palmies.
Yeah. Oh, who doesn't want... There's not one person in Australia that would say no to a chicken palmy.
Vegan?
They can have an eggplant palmy or
no.
Corn palmy.
No
corn,
such thing.
You know that stuff? Q-U,
anyway. No such thing. Also on today, I'm going to have a crack at the news stories because they just seem to cycle the same stories every month. Let's talk about shark nets this week. And then next week, it's going to be something else. And the week after, it's going to be something else. Yeah. And then what? We'll come back. Shark nets.
Yeah, spin it, eh?
Yeah.
Just spin the big wheel.
Spin this wheel.
Yeah, rightio. Well, I know you're all waiting for me to talk about it. You're eagerly looking at me with anticipation, and I will break down The Bachelor for you.
Oh, yes.
It's not even about who won. We just knew it, Chelsea. It's about how bad the loser dealt with it, Abby.
Oh, good.
And it's a fairy tale of the princess, the dry humper, and I'm going to say it because it's a podcast, and the cock blocker.
The who?
The princess, the dry humper, and the... Blocker.
Okay. I get it.
You already said it.
Oh, no, I said it.
Anyway.
That felt powerful to say that. That felt good.
Okay. Podcast starts now.
Enjoy.
Bye.
The heavy duty plastic is on the studio walls. Bridge has a full body wetsuit on.
How do I get this on? Is the zipper at the back?
And we're ready for the spit flying, saliva filled wave that is. Spider spray.
And this is a half crack at Rod McLeod now I'm starting to think about it because I am sick and tired.
What's he done?
No, it's not really about Rod, but he's the newsreader, so he's a part of this. Because I'm sick and tired of the news just rotating the same old stories every month. Each month, we just rotate the same topics and it's becoming very, very boring. We're going through the same articles, making the same decisions, which are absolutely nothing. And the Gold Coast... is just living off these boring headlines.
You know, you're sounding like Karen in Palm Beach. I'm sick and tired of you wanting palmies at a palmy fest. I'm sick and tired.
It's got nothing to do with this. Have a look. Do you know what? This is what? This is a Gold Coast news cycle month. Okay? Have a listen. We'll spin the wheel. This is what they do every month. They'll spin the wheel. And then suddenly, week one, let's talk about shark nets.
The net debate.
I'd really like to see an open forum with the government. Part of it can be is the removal of nets at certain times of the year.
Yep, and then suddenly week two, spin the wheel. What have we got? Oh, that's right. Queensland needs an NRL grand final.
Brisbane could end up with a grand final.
Yeah, we do.
Which is a huge backflip from the NRL.
We hear this every month. Spin the wheel, week three. And what is it? Daylight savings, of course.
Brisbane's Lord Mayor is urging the government, the Queensland government, to implement daylight savings. Hasn't this been going on for a while?
Spin the wheel! What have we got? Week four. Oh, yep. Okay, we haven't touched the cruise ship terminal yet, have we?
Australia's controversial plan to build a cruise ship terminal off the spit is a step closer to reality.
And spin the wheel again, just in case. And what is it? Of course, we haven't talked about... The M1. And then what happens? We go from March to April and we spin the wheel again. Yay!
Wheel's busy.
And we go back, yep, you guessed it, to shark nets, to the M1, to daylight savings, to the cruise ship terminal. Then we'll get to May and we'll go back, spin the wheel. Back to shark nets, the M1, and daylight savings in the cruise ship terminal. That is our news. Can we just make a decision on those five topics? If we get those five topics... organised.
Yeah.
Rod McLeod, we don't need him. We don't need...
Oh, hang on.
Wait a minute.
I've got a mortgage to pay.
Well...
I've got to have some kind of gig.
We've only got those five topics. That's all we ever talk about. Spin the wheel!
We'll find Rod a job on the job wheel.
Goodbye, Rod McLeod!
You've been sprayed by spider.
Flat.
You've been sacked by Spider.
Yes.
I thought that we were able to put some palmies at the Palmy Fest. I get a letter yesterday. My name is Karen. This ridiculous notion of turning Palmy Fest into a festival of Parmigianets is nothing more than a cheap radio stunt. Come on, Gold Coast, stand up to the Karens of the world and sign the change.org petition at our Facebook page. Make your voice heard.
Palmies for Palmy.
We need 500 signatures or we're pulling the pin.
We've been keeping you updated all morning with how our change.org petition is going, and it's something that has just lit a fire under the entire Gold Coast, hasn't it?
Oh, it certainly has. We have got to get 500 people signing the petition because that's fair. And we want palmies. Well, I think everyone wants palmies at the Palmy Fest.
I want palmy right now. I'm going to make it happen before 9-2 in the studio.
We even had a vegan call through in support of you, Spider.
I'm standing up in protest with Spider. The same stuff you cover, because if you want to do something different, then let's. And I'm a vegetarian, but I'm going to stand up for the palmy for palmy.
Oh, yes.
See?
Yeah. I've never liked a vegetarian in my life, but I do like you.
Oh, well, you do. See?
We need to say hello to a lady who's just called through as well, named Karen.
Oh.
Is this Karen? Oh, no. Are you you're not the Karen that wrote the letter, are you, Karen?
Oh, look, if I could write, I would. No, I can't write, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Oh, I thought you
but
were the
no,
Karen.
I'm going to vote the silly Karen out and put the real Karen in and go the palmy out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we can't pigeonhole all Karens at this stage.
Absolutely not.
Karen from Helens Bar, what do you want to say to Karen from Palm Beach?
Oh, grow up, you silly old chook. Of course we've got to have the Palmy Armies, for God's sake.
You silly old chook. Louise.
We'll change your name, for God's sake.
You silly old battered, delicious chook. Cheese and sauce.
Change your name. I don't want to be associated with that one.
Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
It's good to see there's still some good Karens out there.
It certainly is.
Yeah, there is.
So we're going to get to 500. We'll go to the telly room, see what the total is at the moment. It was around 338 on the petition around about 6 o'clock this morning. Now, what are we at, 500?
You guys, our need is down to the double digits because we have 413 signatures. Okay, we're nearly there. We are nearly there. We have till 9 to get 500. Then we're allowed to sell, to make, to eat palmies at the Palmy Festival as our boss walks into the studio. We're live on the radio, by the way. Hello, Corey.
Morning, team. Having
Hello.
Fun?
Yeah.
We are on the radio. Well, that red light's on.
We're doing a good thing for the community, I thought.
So, listen, I love the passion, and you've certainly made mountains out of molehills, but we've got to call time on it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
This is your neck of the woods too,
It's
by
my
though.
Neck of the woods, so I feel like is I'm it? An authority here.
Oh.
Have you signed up for the palmy?
I have. I put my signature down.
Yeah.
But what you need to understand, it's easy for you guys in the studio, but there's a lot of logistics, and I've got a team of people. We've got to call time. You haven't made the 500.
Yeah, we've got till 9.
We've got 418.
Give us till 9. Can we have till 9?
Well, Melbourne Cup isn't ran over 3,000. It's ran over 3,200.
I'm happy to give you the till 9, but you've got to look at, you started the petition on Saturday. If we look at the percentage growth, the chances of you actually hitting
it
are
didn't.
Minimal.
What are you placating this for?
The only...
We actually need the radio station to function, Bridge, at the moment. I know it's fun, but it's like the ongoing joke that's getting tired. I think Angry Karen might be right.
We are live on the radio.
This isn't a joke.
Excuse me, Spider.
Oh, come on.
Spider Mahatma Gandhi is the change we want to see in the world.
The people aren't speaking. You've gone for 500.
Yeah, we got 418. It's
on,
quarter past
come
eight.
Come on. Change.org.
Okay, enough of the banter. If you don't get the 500 and the clock's ticking by 9, we've got to call it. There's too many people impacted by it. And Angry Karen might be right.
Okay.
Just need to accept the fact that Angry Karen, she may know the suburb a lot better than you, mate, who you don't go down that way.
This isn't about the suburb. This is about the festival.
This is about chicken.
Be the voice. Come on.
Okay, change.
Okay. You've got till 9, kids. Like, seriously, till 9.
Kids.
44 minutes to get the rest of the signatures. It's on our Facebook page as he walks out. Thanks for coming.
9 o'clock.
Sign our petition. Prove Angry Karen and Angry Corey wrong.
we got angry birds everywhere.
It's on our Facebook page, Gold 92.5 Facebook page. Wow. Or go to
Everybody change.org. Wants a palmy at the Palmy Fest.
Come on.
Please sign our petition.
Oh, The Bachelorette wrapped up in South Africa last night. All right, long story short, Matt chose Chelsea, all beautiful. She's amazing. She was the chemical engineer. It's great. I love, love, and absolutely they should be together. Hang on. The loser was Abby. You know the interesting thing? My best friend's in South Africa. I've been over there. I've been to a game park. Hilarious. Matt is jogging through a game park and the girls are sitting on rocks, pensively looking out to the savannah and thinking about their future. That is not South Africa. Are you kidding?
They weren't even in South Africa.
Seriously, to go from, even if you're in a game park, to go from where your little cabin is to the reception, you need to call for two armed guards. So there's no way he was running, just jogging through a game park, which I found really interesting.
The mansion at the start was like a game park.
Well, exactly right. That's what happened. They were talking about that.
Well,
they were talking about the Impala and how he's like the Impala because the Impala just has a whole lot of women and he gets to decide.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so it was quite funny. Anyway, look. This is an interesting fairy tale. There's a lot of players. You've got the princess, who is Chelsea. And then you've got the temptress, who is Abby, who's known as the mad dry humper.
Mm.
No, seriously, through the whole lot, she was the mad dry humper. That's what she's known as. So then you've got her. And then you've got Kate, who is Matt's best friend, trying to figure out who is best for him. And she is absolutely a blocker. So you've got the princess, The mad dry humper.
Yep.
And the blocker.
Yes.
All right.
There it is.
Speaking of the blocker, here she is last night, and this is what she had to say about Abby. This is Matt's best friend, Kate.
We've seen girls that have come into his life before that perhaps are maybe a little bit caught up in fun rather than what the future really holds. And yeah. I guess I'm keen to understand sort of what's changed between then and now. That was sort of 6-8 weeks ago now.
Yep. She doesn't like any of them really. Chelsea, all right, but yeah. Blockety block, block, block.
She's a good blocker.
If she can't have him, no one can. That was my assumption.
Really?
Anyway, temptress Abby, let's go on to the mad dry humper. She's the one who used her sexuality for everything. Interesting. Have a listen here. This is her final date, her final chance.
In true form, I think Matt and I will have a lot of pashing and maybe a bit of dry humping today. And hopefully tomorrow could be the end of the longest dry spell in history. It's just so exciting.
I just want to put this to bed.
Sounds like she needed a bit
of that. Just wants to put it to bed. Exactly.
She got to go out with her drowties.
In the end, though, this is really interesting because a lot of the women on this show, they use their sexuality.
Yep.
They use their sexuality, and when it doesn't work, when they're not picked in the end, what do you do?
Well.
What do you do? There's nothing she could do. This is the awkward. Because we don't, the winner's the winner, Chelsea.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm not focusing on that at all. This was the interesting part. The fact that when Abby was dumped, both of them didn't prepare very well.
I am feeling really confident right now. Yeah, we're perfect for each other.
Oh.
It couldn't possibly not be me.
Oh.
My heart belongs with someone else.
Oh.
It devastates me.
Oh.
To lose someone so incredible.
Oh.
And,
shut up.
I've treasured every moment we've had.
It's okay. I'm so completely fine. I feel fine. I'm mostly just mad about the flight home now. I'm honestly not upset. It's fine. I couldn't even cry if I tried right now. Maybe I don't love him.
I was like that when I lost against that one-arm tennis player in grade 7. I pretended everything was okay, and it so wasn't when you think you're going to win.
Mm.
And so for Abby, I think the best thing that Matt should have done is just gone, look, my heart belongs to someone else. Lion!
Yeah.
I mean, you can utilise anything that's around you at the time.
Exactly. Yes.
I think the most upsetting thing about Abby, and I would be heartbroken as well, you've got to leave South Africa to go on a plane to go back to Brisbane?
No. Oh.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Glad I'm not her, hey?
I thought that we were able to put some palmies at the Palmy Fest. I get a letter yesterday. My name is Karen. This ridiculous notion of turning Palmy Fest into a festival of Parmigianas is nothing more than a cheap radio stunt. Come on, Gold Coast, stand up to the Karens of the world and sign the change.org petition at our Facebook page. Make your
your voice heard.
Palmies for Palmy.
We need 500 signatures or we're pulling the pin.
Yeah, and our boss was in earlier and said he's putting his foot down if we didn't get 500 and prove that that's what people want.
Yeah, but I love that because when you put your foot down, that makes us dig our heels in more.
And we just wanted to, we just want to celebrate the Palmy Fest with a true Palmy. That's all. We've been passionate about it and we go to the telly room to find out how many votes or how many people have signed the petition. We need 500.
500 by 9 o'clock.
All right, let's cross to the telly room.
Danny.
The Gold FM family has come to the party. We have 550 signatures. It's got Nelly in here, Al Shields, Al Doby.
Oh,
how exciting, guys.
Okay. Oh, well, let's just take a breath because...
No, we can't.
No, no.
We've got to start
we should take this call because Gareth just called through. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning, Bridget and Spider. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. What's going on, Gareth?
Not too bad. I'm up to my elbows and palmies at the moment.
Palmies.
Oh, what do you mean up to your arms?
What do you do?
Where? Well, we're getting them all ready for Sunday.
Are you?
You planned ahead.
Are you just? You knew where this was going to happen.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Got contacted there during the week and asked if I could do it. And yeah, I've come to the party.
Okay. Hang on a minute. Now there was a little wobble in the road because if we didn't get the 500, you were being called off.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
Okay. So what? So do you have a palmy truck? Do you? What do you do?
So we're a catering company, catering for events and stuff around the Gold Coast, from weddings, catering to events and festivals.
Okay, cool. What's the name of your business?
It's Gareth Keenan Catering.
Gareth Keenan Catering, and we're keen as mustard for some chicken palmies.
You specialise in chicken palmies.
We've done this in the past, and we've done it recently at some events, and we were spotted and asked to do it this one.
We don't want anything like vegetarian palmies. We don't want anything with pineapple and beetroot or any of that
olives?
Crap. We just want olives, no. We just want straight out chicken palmies. We just want that golden chicken breast with that beautiful tomato-based sauce, the pillar of any chicken palmer. Then a slice
mozzarella.
Of pig, a bit of ham on the top. A
bit of pig and cheese.
With cheese melted to its nice and golden brown. With chips. Do you do chips?
We do chips. We do some nice chips and salad on the side.
On the side!
No, hang on. Don't swear. No salad. Save that. You can leave that at home.
No, it makes you feel healthy. A little bit of lettuce. No.
Yeah, I'll give it to everybody else, not you.
Oh, it's happening. Palmies at the Palmy Fest, ladies and gentlemen. Well done. Thank you so much, Gareth. And all any of us have felt like is Palmies for the whole week. I have hounded Lincoln at Madison's Cafe. He doesn't even have parmesanas on the menu. He's bringing him over.
Yay!
Palmy
on me!
Palmy on me!
Palmy on me!
Palmy on me!
Okay, well, Sunday, Palmy Fest is on. We'll put all the details up on our Facebook page. We'd love you to come down. We're going to do the show from there. We've decided. We're going down there.
From 12.
12 o'clock. You can come down, get a palmy at Palmy Fest. The way it should have been from the start.
Yes.
And if you don't like palmies, there are other food vendors down there.
Yeah,
but
there is. And it's great. It's celebrating Palm Beach. As a southern Gold Coaster, the southern end absolutely rocks it. We've got Swell Festival on at the moment, Palmy Fest down there. Come and celebrate all that the southern end has to offer, but wear elastic pants, everyone.
Yes, that's it. It will be easy to spot. Bridge will be the one with a palmy hanging out of her mouth.
Glad you said mouth.
Oh, so am I.